I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a few clouds now and 56 degrees. The strike against Boeing by thousands of factory workers is not over.
The company had offered a 35% raise over the next 4 years, a $7,000 ratification bonus, and a larger 401k contribution. But Boeing workers voted against it. Some of those on strike say they aren't happy with the offer because the company's refusing to restore a traditional pension plan that was axed more than 10 years ago. Voting among the some 33,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers took place just hours after Boeing reported losing over $6 billion in the third quarter. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Zoo is launching a capital campaign called Our Growing Herd, with a $10 million goal to fund expansion of the elephant boma.
Five females are pregnant and expected to deliver new calves between March and September of 2025. Winter temperatures are too cold for young elephants, which is part of the reason behind the expansion plans. Scott Newland, president and CEO of the zoo, spoke at the Sedgwick County Commission meeting Wednesday. He says they are thrilled about expanding the indoor facility.
Together, we can create a lasting legacy for elephants and inspire future generations to appreciate and protect these incredible creatures.
Groundbreaking is expected in the fall of 2025 following the delivery of all the calves. The project should be completed by fall 2026. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
You can support our Growing Herd campaign by visiting the zoo's website, szz.org/elephants. Former President Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, has made remarks critical of the former president, equating him to fascism. Fox's Mike Emanuel has details from Washington, D.C.
In an interview with The Atlantic, John Kelly recounted how Trump told him he wanted generals that were loyal like Hitler's. Vice President Kamala Harris was quick to jump on Kelly's criticism.
He does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him.
Retired Army Brigadier General Anthony Tata says Kelly's use of fascism is a cheap shot and dangerous. The Atlantic also referenced Mr. Trump inviting the family of 20-year-old Army Private Vanessa Guillen, who was murdered at a military base in Texas, to the Oval Office. The president offered to pay for her funeral. Then Atlantic sources suggest Trump blew up when he heard the price tag would be $60,000.
A man from Winfield is dead following a motel fire in the Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador. He is identified as 77-year-old Eugene Earl Gene Spoon. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say human remains were recovered Wednesday from a fire at the Driftwood Inn Motel in Deer Lake that happened October 19th. Spoon was reported missing after the fire and was not accounted for until yesterday. The RCMP says the fire is under investigation and the cause has not been released. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is conducting a homicide investigation at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. Officials say 40-year-old Brooks Bonthayer was found with multiple injuries in his cell Tuesday evening. His cellmate is suspected in the death, but charges have not yet been filed, and when the investigation is complete, the case will be given to the Butler County Attorney's Office. The U.S. confirms that 3,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia, training at several locations. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
The White House says if North Korea joins Russia's fight against Ukraine, it could have significant impacts in Europe and the Indo-Pacific. And there's looming concern Russia could help North Korea develop its nuclear program. But for now, the Biden administration is just monitoring. A U.S. official tells Fox the intelligence community and Pentagon recommended against allowing Ukraine to strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-made long-range missiles, citing greater cost than benefit, including limited targets in range, limited supply, and concerns Russia would view it as escalation, something that's marked Biden's handling of the war.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time, now 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Wichita voters will be able to take advantage of free bus rides on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. The city is offering free rides to the polls. Last year, the city offered more than 6,000 free bus rides on Election Day, a 13% increase over previous years. The free rides begin in the morning on Election Day and will run through 7 p.m. when the polls close on election night. The homeless around the Superdome in New Orleans are being moved in preparation for Taylor Swift concerts.
State authorities are clearing a homeless encampment in the shadow of the Superdome. 150,000 visitors are expected for the pop icon shows this weekend. Roughly 75 people living in tents beneath an overpass are impacted. City homeless advocate Nathaniel Fields is not happy about the move, calling it a shot in the face.
Everybody has their way of dealing with this, and the appropriate way to deal with this takes time. You know, to house an individual, it takes a year. And I don't think people understand that.
The city is also hosting the Super Bowl in February, and a spokesman for Governor Jeff Landry says, "We are committed to ensuring New Orleans puts its best foot forward on the world stage." Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A former South Carolina police officer pleaded guilty to murder after plenty of physical evidence linked him to the crime.
Justin Rawlings Moody was sentenced to 34 years in prison this week after confessing to the murder of his Greenwood County neighbor in May of 2023. Investigators say Oscar Rubio was found fatally shot in the head and chest. Deputies claim they found the murder weapon in Moody's bedroom, along with bloody spattered pants in his kitchen, as well as cash and keys belonging to Rubio. Neighbors also told investigators the two had recently argued over borrowed money. Moody worked for at least six different South Carolina law enforcement agencies for more than a decade before leaving the force for good in 2018. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A beloved Grand Teton National Park attraction in Wyoming, a 28-year-old grizzly bear has been struck and killed by a car.
Grizzly 399 attracted international attention because she continued to spawn cubs in her old age. Scientists, tourists, and photographers would flock to western Wyoming to try and spot her and her cubs alongside or crossing the national park's roads. She was believed to be the oldest reproducing female grizzly in the region and had her own Instagram page, which says she had 28 cubs and grandcubs. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Have some heavy traffic right now. You can see it on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. It is westbound on K-254 and right around Rock Road's the area that we're talking about. So between Rock and Woodlawn, westbound on K-254, just an area of some heavier and slow-moving traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Pretty Thursday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Before another front arrives, it's going to be warmer than average with a high of 89 degrees. Record high going to be in jeopardy today. Needing to watch out for a chance of seeing an evening storm or two. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear sky, east wind at 6 miles per hour, 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, October 24th. We had another sunny day across South Central Kansas Wednesday. High temperature was 78 degrees, normal high 68. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey.
Yeah.
We're looking at a record high today.
Could be another record.
Yeah.
On this day in 1945, the United Nations formally came into existence. As the Charter of the United Nations, ratified by 29 nations, took effect, the date is now observed as United Nations Day.
And we've never had another war since.
We have not. It's been ended all conflict across the world. Well, I know that when my son was in the military and serving with the Air Force, that he did a tour as a UN peacekeeper in Georgia. Republic of Georgia, when the Russians rolled in with their tanks. So
I was going to ask, does your son see the UN favorably?
Very positive.
Okay.
In fact, he thinks some South Koreans saved his life.
So. All right.
So that'll do it. Hey, we had a down day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow closed down 410 points. NASDAQ off 296. S&P down 54. If you heard our top of our news this morning, The big news, the Boeing workers have turned down the company's latest contract offer 6 weeks into a machinist strike. It's going to go on a little while longer, folks, at least.
Yeah, before I left yesterday, the NASDAQ was down 2%.
Well,
those tech stocks not helping.
This is that day. This is that day in 1929 was Black Thursday.
Oh, great.
We'll have more on that coming up here in just a few minutes with Steve and Ted, but there's a precedent there. This is Steve and Ted's show number 6,789.
6,789.
It goes back to January of 1998, last century, a century ago. But
so we'll hit 6,800 before Thanksgiving.
You betcha.
Nice.
Louisiana's 2020 Teacher of the Year has filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. This is the second lawsuit filed against the law in reliably Republican Louisiana. It is the only state to have enacted such legislation, even as conservatives across the country push to incorporate religion into classrooms. Proponents argue the measure is not solely religious, but has historical significance in the foundation of U.S. law. Opponents say the requirement is unconstitutional and could isolate students who are not Christian. I have a feeling that law might not make it when it gets to the Supreme Court. On the other hand, we have a Supreme Court that's kind of tilting one way, and who knows? Maybe they can get the Ten Commandments in the classrooms in Louisiana. They're sure making a try at it. Remember Rudy Giuliani?
Of course.
The hero of 9/11 who's had some tough times.
Yeah.
He has been ordered to turn over his Manhattan apartment, luxury watches, and a Mercedes to two Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. $148 million. That's a lot for that kind of lawsuit. That's a lot there, more than just the actual damages. Lawyers in the case say the details will be decided in coming days. Either Giuliani will deliver the items to a specific location, or the two election workers will have to pick them up. The workers, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, can then sell the properties but need court approval to receive the proceeds. Giuliani's lawyers say if he wins his appeal, Freeman and Moss would have to pay him back, so they better not be spending that money.
Yeah, or
better put it in the bank someplace. It ain't over yet. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and let's see, Thursday morning. So we've got tomorrow. We've got Mitch. That's on. We got Friday coming up. I always look ahead a day. I don't know. I'm excited about Friday, but we got Mitch tomorrow. Mitch Holtis. Chiefs are playing this weekend, and we might as well go ahead and check out what's going on in sports. Ted's here. He's ready to go. Let's look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Well, yeah, speaking of Mitch, every Thursday morning we have a minute with Mitch, so we'll have 60 seconds to wet our whistle with Mitch as he preps the Chiefs-Raiders game on Sunday. That'll be at the 2 hours from now during the sports, right after sports in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have our minute with Mitch. Thursday night football tonight in L.A., the Rams hosting one of the top teams in the league, the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are 5-1, but coming off their first loss of the season. Vikings are undefeated on the road this season. They're favored by a field goal tonight in L.A. Vikings-Rams, you can listen to that one live at 6:30 this evening, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs, the receiving core, quite decimated right now, but sources indicate the Chiefs have made an acquisition.
NFL news, the Chiefs are reportedly giving Patrick Mahomes another wide receiver to work with. According to ESPN, the Chiefs and Titans are working on a trade that will send star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City. Tennessee will receive a 2025 fifth-round pick that will become a fourth-rounder if the Chiefs reach the Super Bowl or if Hopkins plays 60% of the snaps with Kansas City. Hopkins is a five-time Pro Bowler, and he has 15 catches for 173 yards this season. I'm Joe Morgan.
Report from Fox. Hopkins, not exactly in his prime. He's 32, but see if the Chiefs can squeeze some more juice out of him as we go forward here. But the sources indicate that it's going to happen. College volleyball last night up in Lawrence. Ninth-ranked Kansas beats Iowa State 3-1. Junior from McPherson, Ryan Swanson. She had 6 kills and a couple of blocks. 8 wins in a row for the Jayhawks. 8-0 atop the Big 12 Conference. 17-1 now on the season for 9th-ranked KU in volleyball. How about JUCO volleyball, the number one ranked team in the nation, Cali College? Yep, they won again. A sweep on the road, beating 16th ranked Kansas City, Kansas, 3-0. Cali College, undefeated national champs last season, 27-0 this season. Cali has now won 68 matches in a row in volleyball, and they swept a 16th ranked team in the nation last night.
Wow.
Yeah, interesting stuff. We take a look at the McPherson volleyball team. They're ranked 20th in the nation, McPherson College. They got a sweep. Beat York in McPherson, 3-0. The McPherson volleyball team, number 20 in the nation, 11 wins in a row, now 22-5 on the season, 8-1 atop the KCAC for McPherson College. NBA basketball season opener last night for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They win big on the road at Toronto, beat the Raptors 136-106. Starting for the Cavaliers, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade had 8 rebounds and 5 points in the season opener. And off the bench for the Cavaliers, former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. played 9 minutes, made 2 of 3 buckets from 2-point range for his 4 points. As the season is underway in the NBA, the Cavaliers with a big win on the road start out 1-0. One of the sworn enemies of the Wichita Wings soccer team.
Uh-oh.
Goalie Slobo Ilojeski from the St. Louis Steamers. Today would have been his 75th birthday.
Slobo.
Oh, Slobo. We hated Slobo. Yeah. Hated everybody on that Steamers roster pretty much.
Yeah.
Slobo Ilojeski. He passed away back in 2008. Today would have been his 75th birthday. Speaking of birthdays, how about former Kansas City Royals first baseman Eric Hosmer? He's 35 years old today. His career's done. He's done. He's retired. At the age of 35, he's finished.
Wow. Yeah.
It's hard to imagine that when we remember he was the number 3 overall draft pick by the Kansas City Royals in the 2008 draft. Gave him a $6 million signing bonus. Of course, he was one. He made the All-Star one time, and he was the All-Star MVP in that game. He was with the Royals.
One time.
Got a World Series ring in 2015, of course, with the Royals. Very good in the field. 4-time Gold Glove first baseman. And his final year with the Royals, he got a Silver Slugger at first base for the Royals. 13-year big league career, the first 7 of those years with the Royals. He made $175 million in his career. And he's retired at the age of 35.
Well, there you go.
So happy birthday to Eric Hosmer. He's rich, and he's living in Florida, and he's 35.
He was a Wichita Wrangler, wasn't he? Didn't he play with
him? No.
Oh, I thought we saw him play.
No.
No, we didn't?
That was after we dumped the Royals as the affiliate.
Okay.
No, he did not play.
Well, there you go.
But he played a lot for the Royals. Eric Hosmer, it's his birthday. He's 35 years old today. And that sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment, caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Keep it in for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Plus, we've got traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Thursday morning, 53 degrees. A man from Texas died after a train collided with a semi-truck in El Dorado. That driver is identified as 38-year-old Carol Rosales of Houston, Texas. He was ejected from the truck and died at the scene Tuesday morning at the Sinclair Refinery. The semi was pulling an empty flatbed trailer and began to roll over the railroad track crossing. The driver attempted to reverse to avoid the southbound train.
Bombardier celebrating the first flight of a plane modified for the German armed forces. The modified aircraft will be used for surveillance and reconnaissance. Vice President of Bombardier Defense, Steve Patrick, says the Pegasus program will lead to an increased role for the Wichita plant.
I think the defense organization in Wichita does plan to grow over the coming years. We'll work closely with our colleagues in the services and the aftermarket division. Clearly, the work that we do here needs to be supported in the aftermarket, and that support will come from Wichita.
And the plane is the first of 3 that Bombardier will deliver to Germany's armed forces.
Former President Trump spoke at a rally in Duluth, Georgia.
Former President Trump reiterating plans to cut energy costs if reelected.
And I will cut your energy prices in half within 12 months, 50%, half, 5-0.
To protect U.S. workers, jobs, and borders.
Immediately upon taking the oath of office, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
also saying,
I will immediately outlaw sanctuary cities in this country. They're sanctuary for criminals.
Vice President Kamala Harris taking part in a town hall in Pennsylvania. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Black Lives Matter is reportedly running out of money.
The cash was flowing into BLM Global following the police murder of George Floyd, but the online Free Press news site reports the organization is cash poor now due to leaders who line their own pockets. The Free Press also says legal fees and IRS assessments have put BLM on the brink of insolvency. It says strife between the national BLM and grassroots BLMs have also led to a reduction in donations. BLM has not commented on the report. Gary Baumgartner, Fox News.
Secretary of the Navy Carlos del Toro has formally announced the site for the new National Museum of the Navy.
The new site is located just outside of the historic Washington Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., and will give the public unfettered access to U.S. Navy history and heritage. Once completed, it will act as an enduring memorial to honor the service of American sailors, inspire selfless service, and enhance public understanding of the Navy's history and heritage. The new vision for the new Navy Museum expands the traditional museum concept to a campus layout that combines the Navy Museum, a high-tech conference center, and retail space with dining options. It's intended to be a self-funded tourist destination that aims to intrigue, inform, and inspire generations of visitors. The Navy has partnered with the Navy Museum Development Foundation, a nonprofit organization that will support the museum construction efforts and, once complete, its ongoing operation. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
For your Thursday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Before another front arrives, it's going to be warmer than average with a high of 89 degrees. Record high going to be in jeopardy today, needing to watch out for a chance of seeing an evening storm or two. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now clear sky, 53 degrees, and east wind at 6 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 of the morning, 6:34. On this Thursday morning, October 24th, it was on this date in 1929, a massive sell-off at the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange led to chaos as stockbrokers could not keep up with trade requests. Though the market recovered some losses by the end of the day, Black Thursday marked the beginning of Wall Street crash of 1929.
It's not good.
It's my understanding, and it's more complicated, I'm sure, than this, but I was curious, there were a lot of people who were purchasing stock on the margin or, you know, just signing for it, not paying for it. So there was a lot of just, they got hit.
Well, and
where's our money?
Yeah, and it kind of became this deal in the 20s where it was almost a game. Every household, like, got into the stock market and was kind of,
yeah.
Oh, the neighbors are doing it, so I'll do it. And then it just, once it crashed, it affected everyone.
Kind of like the lottery.
And it led to a worldwide depression.
Yeah,
of course.
You know, let's just throw the dice, see if we can't get some big money in here without working for it. Yeah, well, anyway. Yeah. It all snowballed, and first thing you know, we got a giant depression going around the world. South Carolina is preparing to put up the first individual statue of an African American on its state house lawn. State is looking to honor Robert Smalls. Smalls escaped from slavery in May of 1862 by wearing Confederate clothing and mimicking the hand signals and whistles to sail the rebel ship past guards and to the U.S. Navy.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, he was pretty bold.
Good for him.
He also served in the U.S. House after the Civil War.
How about that?
Special State House Committee is studying...
What state is this, by the way?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay.
Studying the design and location for the Robert Smalls statue and raising money to build the memorial. And, yes, that is...
I've been on those state house grounds.
That's not in... was it Columbia?
Columbia.
Yeah. See, I haven't been to Columbia. I've been to Charleston, where the whole thing started there. And I'm currently reading a book about that. Interesting book. about Charleston and the harbor and Fort Sumter and Major Anderson, the guy who was in charge out there. It's my son gave it to me, and it's a good book. There was that South Carolina. This is where the Civil War really started. Those folks were hot to trot to get out of the Union.
And you can go to the State House there and go into the Senate chamber where they declared and voted on secession.
Yeah.
And there are still cannonball dents in the side of the building at the state capitol there from the Civil War. It's pretty amazing.
Wow. I'm going to have to go see that. I just got to Charleston and down the beach there at Savannah, Georgia. That's a great town to visit if you're into history. And Charleston's a beautiful place. I mean, it's just there's a market there. It's a place where you can go and see where they used to trade slaves, buy them and sell them. So, yeah. It's interesting. That's interesting in their national history that they're going to honor Robert Smalls that way.
Good.
All right. Let's see. What else is going on today? I just want to tell you that I did sit down with our election commissioner, Laura Rainwater, yesterday for an issues program, which will air this weekend, and about elections, how we do them, how they count the ballots. Very interesting. Very interesting. And to me, anyway, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, a lot of good information.
Saturday and Sunday morning, and she just, you know, there are so many safeguards in place, you'd have to really, I don't know how you could ever do any election fraud, anybody, anytime. But anyway, she'll be on, and she is very, very interesting, and she's very committed to what she's doing.
Good, good.
A committed person. Okay, we've got time for 6:38.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Tuesday, the cattle complex closed strong to the upside with no fresh market moving news. And yesterday, the cattle closed negative, also with no fresh market moving news. Now, there were some new highs for the week made yesterday in the live cattle and the feeder cattle. The feeder cattle were also hit with triple-digit losses at the close. Now, Friday is the monthly cattle on feed report, and the lean hog futures traded mixed yesterday with more new contract highs, and they also closed two-sided. At the close, December live cattle, 25 cents lower, 187.87. November feeders, $1.70 lower, 247.22. And December lean hogs were $1.05 higher at $80.17. Now the grain and the soybean complexes Wednesday traded and closed two-sided. The soybean futures continued to bounce around ahead of Friday's option expiration and next Thursday's first notice day. Now there were also more flash sales of our U.S. corn and soybeans yesterday morning. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's down 2 3/4 at 582 3/4. December corn 2.5 higher at 421.5. November soybeans up 8 1/4 cents at $10.05 3/4. December crude oil this morning, 49 cents higher at $71.26. December gold, $21.70 higher at $2,751. December S&P, 27 points higher at $5,864 3/4. December dollar index, 21 cents lower at 104.07. And December Dow Jones futures are 59 points lower at 42,679. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I don't know if you've listened to us talking about Charleston and the Civil War and all that. Of course, Ted and I are history buffs, but you know, the South thought that because they had all that cotton, they could basically bring America and England to their knees and win the war that way with their cotton. It didn't turn out that way, but That was an important crop in those days in the South, obviously.
And one more thing about that cotton crop.
Yeah.
They continuously planted cotton because of the profitability they was making off of it, and it actually ruined their soils down there. It took them years to rebuild their soils because that cotton continuously being planted was so hard on the soil.
Really? I didn't know that. Well, that's good information. Well, what other crops are they growing in the South? I mean, corn, maybe?
Oh, It's very much like what we are here.
Okay.
They raise corn, soybeans, milo. They also raise peanuts down there, too.
Yeah, peanuts, mm-hmm. Sure. Today is National Bologna Day, or Bologna, or Bologna, whatever you want to say. I can't tell you. I lunch at my house and in the middle of a school day, go home for lunch, and there would be a bologna sandwich there, right? My dad used to fry it, and it wasn't bad that way. But if a couple of years ago, Shelley and I decided we would try a couple of bologna sandwiches, and we opened up a package of bologna, and there was something in there that was so obnoxious that I will never ever.
Oh, no.
She won't either. Oh, yikes.
What was the problem?
Well, I can't describe this matter of
okay.
Gelatinous, whatever it was.
Right.
It'll make you sick to your stomach, okay. Just like we were. But I haven't touched it. I'm never going to touch it again. I'm sorry. Once is enough for me. But if you like bologna.
I'd love a good bologna sandwich, and I like fried bologna, too.
Fried's the way to go.
Staple in my childhood.
You know, I've been accused of also passing along a lot of bologna, Steve.
My dad used to say, you're full of bologna, right?
That's right.
And they used to, in that time, they would say, you're full of beans. So I don't know what the deal is. Yep. You're always full of something other than that nasty word you weren't supposed to say in those days, okay? National Bologna Day, yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We will talk with you again tomorrow morning. KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Now, coming up, just moments away.
Yes.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Woohoo!
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 646 now, 53 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
KBI looking into the death of an inmate at the El Dorado prison. The man's cellmate is suspected.
Two.
Sedgwick County Zoo launching a capital campaign to expand the home of its growing elephant herd.
One.
Boeing workers turn down company's latest offer. 6-week machinist strike continues. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing heavier traffic volumes out there right now. Not seeing any very large slowdowns. That's good news. However, watch out for a bit of a traffic slowdown. This is on Harry Street, right around I-135, east and westbound. Just have some patches of some slower moving traffic there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
It looks like we may have a little rain in the forecast. Sunny today, but a 20% chance for rain later today. And a high of 87 degrees. Yesterday's high, 78. 30% chance for rain tonight. Then the overnight low is 53. And then on Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 70 degrees. Now a clear sky. East wind at 6 miles per hour. 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Apple users will have to wait a while longer for Apple intelligence features for their smartphones.
Fox on Tech.
Still waiting for Apple's new AI to come to your iPhone? It's still coming. Apple users had been waiting for iOS version 18.1 because it was set to bring Apple intelligence to iPhone 16 and 15 smartphones. Now it looks as if many of those features will now come with version 18.2. We don't know when that would be, but the developer beta is already deployed. What are these new things? Well, the ability to create images as their own files and as well as emojis through Apple's Image Playground and Genmoji features, which Apple will open up to third-party developers. Apple will also integrate ChatGPT with the improved and AI-ready Siri assistant so that Siri will be able to answer questions it alone cannot answer. And it will bring you Apple's Visual Intelligence, the company's answer to Google Lens, which can identify things using your phone's camera. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a rare three-day losing streak.
Stocks falling sharply as investors wait a new batch of mixed earnings reports, while worries that the Fed will be less aggressive with slashing interest rates lifted Treasury yields. Tech was the worst performer today, with Apple leading the charge, its stock falling over 2%, after an industry supply chain analyst said that Apple has slashed orders for the iPhone 16 by about 10 million units for the fourth quarter of this year and the first half of next year. The Dow winners, Johnson & Johnson, Walmart, and Verizon. The Dow declined recliners, McDonald's, Apple, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 410 points, the Nasdaq down 296, S&P 500 down 54. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Spirit AeroSystems Holdings Wednesday reported a loss of just under $477 million in the third quarter. On a prepared, on a per-share basis, Wichita's largest employer said it had a loss of $4.07. That's per share. Losses adjusted for pre-tax expenses were $3.03 per share. The aircraft parts maker posted revenue of $1.47 billion in the period, which fell short of forecasts. The savings mindset. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
We're going to seduce you into saving.
Oh, I like
that. We're going to change your mindset. Well, good
morning.
Is
that why you're wearing those fishnet stockings? I'm sorry.
Oh, man. That's an image I don't want to see of myself. Anyway, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, it's fun to spend, but money get great satisfaction from saving as they do from spending. Now, unless you are a trust fund baby, you'll probably need to save for the big things in life, like your education, your house, car, and, of course, the big one, retirement. Well, that's tough to do, particularly when tempted by those shiny, flashy objects that entice us every day. I mean, we're bombarded by advertising. We want that stuff. Well, we can change to a savings mindset. It's all about focus. That focus comes from a series of small successes that build to bigger ones. And once we see the nest egg grow, saving becomes more of an automatic default when facing an impulse buy opportunity. Well, here are some ideas that may help to get you to switch to that mindset. First of all, automate. This means creating an automatic deduction to the savings or retirement account with each paycheck. Shopping lists. Create a list before you step into the grocery store and stick to it. After all, those are the things you need, right? Order smaller portions when dining out. Healthy appetizers and a dinner salad can satisfy you and your wallet, and maybe your date, too. Quit clicking. Online shopping is too darned easy, and often we're ordering things that we don't need. Only log on when you have a specific purchase that you need to buy. Review all automated billing for services. Are you still going to that boutique yoga studio that debits your account every month? If not, cancel it. Refinance student or auto debt and your mortgage. Interest rates are dipping. Look into consolidating and lower your borrowing rates. Now, some of these things may seem small in the scheme of lifelong savings. It's not always the money you save by dropping your three weekly trips to Starbucks down to one, but it's the habit you're forming. And then the saving of unneeded spending becomes routine. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
I have news this morning. The Museum of the Navy is about to open in D.C.
Oh, my goodness.
There's something you'll go to see, right?
Heck, yes.
You were served in the Navy.
I did, and I love D.C. That's a fun town.
Oh, boy. Yeah. There's so much to see.
Yeah.
You can never see it in one day.
My daughter Abby is no longer living there, but I had so much fun visiting her. And you can't see all the museums in that town.
No.
My goodness.
1929 Black Thursday on Wall Street.
Yeah.
So Ted and I were talking about what it meant. I guess they just couldn't handle the traffic. What do you think? You're the expert. I
mean, what do you mean? Back in 1929?
In 1929 when it crashed.
Yeah, there was just a run. There was a run. And people panicked, and one fed on another, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think it took till 1934 or 35 for things to come back.
Could that ever happen again?
No, not in the same way. There are safeguards, and actually those have been triggered a number of times over the years.
I know.
It stops trading for 15 minutes or something like that.
What was that big day in what, 1987? We had a
October 19th, 1987, and then 2 weeks later it was back.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right. Today is National Food Day.
I like that.
What the heck?
That's every day.
Kind of general for me. I mean, they're urging us to eat healthy, nutritious food.
Is that why there's a cookie sitting in front of you?
Asparagus, beets. You name one or two foods that you just simply don't like. I can't stand bologna anymore.
Yeah, you told me you found a bug in your bologna or something.
Something weird. Yeah, I think it was something from outer space. But my wife, when we first got married, she served me a big plate of liver and onions.
One time.
I said, take that away from here and do not ever put that in front of me.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Is not
and she has it, bless her heart.
Oh, it's good for you. It's got all that iron in it.
No, I'm about food. I'm about to gag.
Yeah.
I don't like beets much.
I mean, I'll eat beets occasionally. Mm-hmm. If they're fresh beets, you know, a lot of people like the canned ones, but trying to think. There's not a lot of things that I don't like. I mean, I'm not a big raw sea urchin fan.
I'm not a big eater. I'm not a big very choosy. I will not eat that stuff that comes in a can. What, caviar?
Spam?
Caviar. I will not touch caviar. Even if I was rich. If I was rich, that would be the real reason not for you. Eat that stuff that smells like a Kansas creek bed. Wow.
Okay. Well, I know what people, not to get you for Christmas.
You know wealthy people. You're a wealthy person. Wealthy people all that strange?
But yeah, they just have caviar in every bedroom, you know. You just walk by and you have little dispensers, little square. Yeah, it's like in a tube.
Little tiny spoon.
Yeah, this little baby spoon made out of mother of pearl or something.
I'm looking forward to that when I get wealthy. Boy, it'll be fun. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Right. Thank you, Don. It's coming up the 7 o'clock news this morning with Steve and Ted. Boeing workers turning down the company's latest offer. Donald Trump pushing back against alleged fascism comments. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.